This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 1st, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security wants new 5x5-foot Kevlar-reinforced bomb-proof containers used in the cargo holds of airliners to limit the damage that could be caused by a terrorist's suitcase bomb. USA Today reports Howard Fleischer, Deputy Director of the Transportation Security Lab at DHS, says that such containers could have prevented the downing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Scotland in 1998. The Transportation Security Administration says it won't purchase the containers, of course, and it's a really bad time to require the airlines to pick up that tab. The containers are manufactured by Telair International, where engineer Robert Fu laments, quote, "We can do all this work for 15 to 20 years and have something that potentially saves lives. However, it's going to be probably left on the trophy rack," unquote. Boeing stopped just short yesterday of confirming that the 787 program will face further delays caused by the machinist strike. Reuters reports that Randy Tinseth, VP of Boeing's Commercial Airplanes Division, told reporters in Tokyo, quote, "Frankly, we do not know when the strike will end. As soon as the strike does end, our operations will normalize. We then will be able to reassess our production, deliveries, and program schedule for the 787 at that time," unquote. Japan Airlines and All Nippon Airways had already announced they expected delays in receiving their Dreamliners after the start of the strike by 27,000 members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. That strike started on September 6th. NASA says it plans to update the website for its National Aviation Operations Monitoring Service, or NAOMS, to add more info from pilot survey responses. Now, if this topic sounds vaguely familiar, you might recall this is the same four-year survey that NASA undertook with tax dollars, then tried to destroy the data and cover up the results when they suggested more safety problems than were officially reported to the FAA. After repeatedly denying Freedom of Information Act requests from the Associated Press, NASA Administrator Michael Griffin finally released the raw data last New Year's Eve, following threats from Congress. NASA pointedly concludes its release by noting the announcement fulfills its commitment to provide as much information as possible without compromising anonymity and confidentiality, and that it has no plans to post any additional updates. While the nation argued over a $700 billion corporate bailout last week, the U.S. House of Representatives quietly slipped through a $488 billion defense appropriations bill. The Wall Street Journal reports the bill was also passed in the Senate over the weekend and heads now to President Bush. It increases the budgets for almost all major Pentagon programs, including $523 million for more Lockheed Martin F-22 Raptors and another $2.7 billion to pay for Bell Boeing to build 36 more V-22 Osprey tilt rotors. The bill also includes funds for General Electric to develop a second power plant option for the F-35 Lightning II Joint Strike Fighter. Another $835 million will go to the troubled Lockheed VH-71 program to build the initial batch of three new Marine One presidential helicopters. And after all that, the bill was still about $4 billion less than the White House had requested. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A PC-12NG is down in New Mexico. NASA's reauthorization sounds like a vote of confidence. And Nebraska considers a state-subsidized airline. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, we'll welcome Christy Cherry to her new job at Premier Aircraft Sales, where she's introducing customers to the Mooney Aircraft line in its home state of Texas. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.